Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. I am so glad you all took the time out to join in with us on this Monday evening, Christmas night, that we are celebrating Jesus' birthday, as well as we're here to let you know that we didn't forget Jesus and we didn't want to put a rerun on, because God do not rerun in our life. He runs in our life. He do bring forth in our life. He do what only he can do. So on tonight, we just want to say thank you for joining in with us where we come together in prayer and worship to hear what the body of Christ has to say on tonight. I would like to say thank you again for joining Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E Ministries, that is brought to you every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your minister, Sylvia Kaiser, the host for this program tonight. You all, excuse me, I've been down with a cold all week long, and I'm just really excited about tonight. So if I stumble over words, count it to my head, not my heart. So we're going to have a little prayer, and then we're going to go right into the speaker on tonight, because I'm excited to find out what he has to say about the body of Christ on tonight. And I believe we will be on Facebook Live as well as via web and Blog Talk. So the number for Blog Talk is 310-861-2354. Let's go on. Let's pray now. Father God, we thank you for another day, God. We thank you for another hour to ask you, Lord, to forgive us for every sin, willingly, unwillingly, knowingly, and unknowingly. God, we just ask you for today, God, to just let us do without everything you had us to do in this season, God. Give what you asked us to give, and give what you purposed us to give, God. And God, don't worry about what we didn't receive. But God, let us know that we did receive the breath of life again. We received the ability to see, the ability to breathe, and the ability to get up and use our own limbs and move around. Well, regardless if it's a cold or upset stomach, but God, you still gave us breath on today, God. We ask you to cover our overseer, Apostle Sandra Thomas. We ask you to also cover Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. We ask you to cover Minister Brandon Kaiser. We ask you to cover every man and woman, God, that's associated with this program, God. We ask you to just cover us, God. Cover our families. Keep our heart, evil, danger, and death from us, God. So allow us to end this year saying, Lord, I love you. And go into the next year saying, Lord, I love you even more. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, amen. And for those of you that know, I'm going to present them to you. And for those of you that don't know, I'm going to present him to you also. So let's put our hands together. For those that are at home, you have mute on your phone. Please mute your phone so that you can hear what the man of God will be saying. Also, when at the end of the show, you can unmute your phone when you're prompted to. So on tonight, we will have none other than Superman, Prophet Antoine Thomas. Prophet, are you on the line?
He's not on the line yet.
Okay, so until the prophet come on the line, I would like to ask Apostle-elect Cecilia, what is it that she was asking God for, that God blessed her with on his birthday, and what she blessed God with?
The one thing that God gave me on this Christmas is something, I mean, I got presents, but the assurance of accepting what God allows. And that in itself has been one of the biggest presents that he could give me, not just for Christmas, but for this year, because many times things happen in our lives and we question God, and we might even complain to God, but when he teaches you how Jesus accepted what God allows and how Mary accepted what God's allowed to have to do it. So, yes, I enjoy the perfume that I received. I enjoy the bath and body works that I received, the mini cards, the cookies, the candy. I enjoyed all of that. But the thing that God gave me is actually something that I'll be able to live thereby for many, many years and years to come, because the perfume will, you know, be sprayed, and one day the bottle will be empty, the cookies will be eaten, and the tin thing will be empty, the Bath and Body Works will be, you know, used. But just that word to accept what God allows is the best and greatest present that I receive. So what did you receive?
Well, I received another year for one. I thank God for that, because right at Thanksgiving I did end up back in the hospital. But I said, you know, God, it's your will, your way. I received some gifts from family and friends. And I was just glad to get that, you know. I was able to give a couple of gifts off. I received the joy of communication with my nephew. That seems that was really a blessing to me. That's what I received.
Amen. Amen.
You know, so other than that, I'm just glad to be able to just have this day and chance to be able to say, God, I thank you for allowing us to come together and say, you know, we thank you for this platform to acknowledge you, Lord. We thank you for this platform to say, even on today, God, even though my mind got wandered, you still touch my heart today to say, what day is it? What day is it? I don't want to forget. You know, and some people would have played like they forgot. But I know, I said, Lord, I don't want to forget. Don't let me forget. Because one thing I do know is not forgetting is letting me know that I want to be in God's will. You know, and yes, I'm just glad for the opportunity to touch and agree with you concerning the body of Christ, concerning what I know for a fact that God is doing in my life. You know, it's a chance for us to get together to talk about the birth of Christ, to say, God, I thank you for giving your life, you know, for us, as well as I thank you for giving us your son, letting him, we may not know the exact day he was born on, God, but I thank you for just giving us your son to love us enough to take on our sins and decide that we were worthy enough to be redeemed. Thank you for that.
I believe your prophet's on the line.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy. Prophet, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Thank you. I had introduced you a little while ago, about 2 to 3 minutes ago, as our Superman Prophet Antoine Thomas. So if you're ready, Prophet, it is in your hands. Have your way. Let God use you on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Forgive me for taking so long. I was trying to find a quiet spot. Of course, we are, of course, still celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior with family and friends and relatives and things of that nature. And so we are yet, amen, celebrating, as I said, and we thank God because God is an awesome wonder, and we've had such an opportunity to be a part of such an awesome celebration today with Pastor Emmett Neal and the Holy Ground Full Gospel Mission Church, and we just thank God for them and them, you know, just being a part of, you know, just being in the number. I thank God for that. I'm not going to hold you long. Amen. Once again, I just thank God for every opportunity that we have to be a part of Blog Talk Radio. Every time that we get an opportunity to share with God's people, regardless of any whatever it be, I thank God for that. I give God praises for that. Mr. Kyers, I'm going to ask you if you see another number, 312 number, if you can unmute that one for me, as I'm going to switch phones, if that's okay. Okay. All right. Awesome. And so I thank God. In the blessing business. I thank God because he's yet in the blessing business. I thank God because with all the stuff that's going on in this world, he yet thinks about us. He yet sees us. He yet understands where we are and what we've got going on because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so we thank God for that. We thank God because no matter what we go through, he is a consistent God. And I thank God for that. As we were in the service today, I begin to thank God mainly because regardless of whatever we go through, he has remained consistent in everything that we say, in everything that we do. Even when we have not been consistent, he has yet remained consistent with how he deals with us. And I thank God for that. I thank God that no matter what we're faced with, that we can depend on God. And I praise him and I revel in that because sometimes there are so many different things going on that may cause conflict, that may cause us to waver in what we feel and waver in what's going on. But God is yet consistent in how he deals with us. He's yet consistent in making sure that no matter what, we are a people who he shows his love to. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Like I said, I'm not going to hold you long tonight, though. Thank you for those who are logged on to Blog Talk Radio and even for those who are also logged on to Facebook Live. I just want to share a few things with you today about what God is, what God is doing and what I believe God is taking us in this next season of our lives. And so many people are looking to say, well, what kind of year is it going to be? I believe God is looking for us to be consistent in what we're saying and be consistent in what we're doing. If we don't learn how to follow the precepts of God, that we'll find ourselves in positions where we are repeating unnecessary trials and repeating unnecessary circumstances. Because God's not looking for you to reinvent something. We have a big problem in the church now where we got people who are always trying to reinvent something, always trying to do something completely new and something completely different. And God is saying, in this season, we have to make sure that we are consistent in what we're doing. Be consistent in the word. Be consistent in what he's already asking us to do. And sometimes we are yet struggling with what we're doing. And because God said it's true, and not because the enemy has so much power, it's been mainly because we have not follow the instructions. And God is saying, I have not changed my mind. And we talk sometimes about God, and every year we got a new slogan. Every year we got a new rhyme. as if God changes his mind about us every year, as if every year God is saying something different about your destiny and your purpose. And God is saying, I'm not changing my mind about you. I know the thoughts that I think for you. God, I feel you. Thank you, Lord. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, unto an expected end. That expected end has not changed. God has not changed what he said about you. Hallelujah. God has not changed, hallelujah, what he feels concerning you. And God is saying the same thing to us. Make sure that you follow what I said to you. It hasn't changed from 2017 to 2018. The precepts and the order of God is not going to change. We get caught up in slogans because we want to feel good about this year. If you want to feel good about this year, go back and find out what God said to you in 2017 and ask yourself, have I followed the instructions in which God already gave me? Have I followed the instructions and the directions of God in 2017? If I have done that, then I can be excited about this year. If I have not done that, doesn't mean I can't get excited. It means I've still got work to do. There are still things that have to be done. There are still things I must follow. Hallelujah. We got to make sure that we find ourselves very much so consistent in what God is telling us to do. He said in Deuteronomy chapter, I believe it was Deuteronomy chapter 28, he said, it shall come to pass if thou hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God I will set up on thee high above all the nations of the earth, and all things blessed shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto thy voice of the Lord. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle. Bless you, Denzel. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be when thou comest. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest. And the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. There shall come out against thee one way and flee before you seven ways. I'm telling you, God has not changed his mind about you. Hallelujah. God has not changed his purpose for your life. But sometimes we get to the place where we want to change what God is saying to us because we want to keep going and keep moving when we haven't followed the first set of directions. And so it's easy for us to try to start all over, try to start from scratch, and try to start all over again because we know there are still things that we have not done. There are still things that we have not said and places that we have not gone to. And God is saying, no, still follow the directions. It's not until we follow those directions that God, that we will see the blessings of God overtake us. You'll see that you're blessed going in and coming out, and you'll see that your enemies will fall at your footstool. I see so many people on Facebook every time always talking about what somebody did to them and what haters are doing and what haters are saying. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Your haters are a part of the program. And the very minute you stop giving them commercials, you'll be all right. If you stop worrying about what they are doing and get focused on what God told you to do, they won't even be a problem. Your haters are only there to keep you focused. They are only there, hallelujah, because they are part of your footstool. How will he prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies if you don't have any enemies there? But we're so focused on what everybody else is doing, we don't even know what we should be doing ourselves. We don't have any idea what we should be doing because we've got our focus on everything but what God said to us. And God is saying, you get focused on what I told you to do. Don't get focused on the problem. Don't get focused on the situation. You need to be focused solely on what I said to you. Hallelujah. Because there are going to come a time, the problem with the disciples on that boat was simply because they got focused on the storm and not what he said to us. The storms are going to come. The billows are going to roll. The breakers are going to dash. The lightning is going to strike. But what did he tell you? What did God say about you? And the very minute you forget what God says about you, you are at your weakest moment that you could ever be at. Hallelujah. God has a forecast for our lives. And God is saying, don't forget what I told you. Don't forget what I said to you. Little things of faith.
have a life where you don't have problems. You're not going to have a life where you don't have situations that come to bother you. You're going to have a life full of things that consistently come against you in the next life. The Bible says, many are the afflictions that are righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. And God is saying, if you know this, you got to remain consistent in what it is I'm telling you to do. You got to remain consistent in what I promise you. The very minute that you don't remain consistent in what I told you to do, you're going to have a problem. And God is saying, make sure that you stay consistent in what I told you to do. So many times we get off focus and we go through a trial and we get so focused on the trial that we lack consistency in the word of God. And God is saying that if you stop being consistent in what I told you, then that's where the problem comes in. You got to make sure that you stay focused on what I told you to do. Stay focused on what I'm asking you to do. Because that trial is only momentarily. That trial is only for a moment. It's only for a second. But make sure you understand that tribulation is only for a second, don't you get stuck there. So many people have made a home inside the pit that you never make it to the palace because you've gotten so comfortable in the pit. You're so focused on how tall the dirt is or how dark the dirt is or what the weather is outside the dirt. And God is saying that pit is just there because I've got somewhere for you to go. I've got a place you got to get to, but you can't take the anointing of your father's house into Potiphar's house. And we're asking God to take us somewhere that we're not anointed enough to go. You're not anointed yet for Potiphar's house. You're not anointed yet for the palace because you're still wearing the anointing of your father's house. And the anointing of your father's house is not going to work in Potiphar's house. It's not going to work in the palace because the trials that you have to go through, you have to have a greater anointing for. You got to have a greater prayer life, a greater ability to fast, a great ability to worship through a storm. And God is saying, if you let me put you in the pit, you'll be ready for Potiphar's house. Potiphar's house isn't the total blessing, but you're still going to learn some things in Potiphar's house that you're going to have to take, hallelujah, to the palace. Because the Bible says that everything Joseph touched, it was blessed. Because Joseph walked in a favor like that. I don't know about y'all, but I need to walk in that favor where everything I touch is blessed. Every place I go, every word that I say, every song that I sing, it's blessed because I'm walking because God can trust me in that matter. If you notice, he puts blessings before he puts curses. He gives you the choice of life before death. Now, the choice is up to you. So you have to make sure that you choose life. But in choosing life, you've got to be focused on the life, not be focused on the sickness, the trial, the tribulation, the discomfort, the pains and the aches. You've got to be focused on what God said for you. You've got to almost walk through life with those horse blinders on. And I know people don't like me to say something like that, but the problem is you get so distracted. We are so easily distracted by the chaos of this world and what seems to be going on and what people seem to be doing. And all God is saying is, what did I tell you? What did I say for you? What are the instructions that I gave you to follow? If you can remain consistent in the instructions that I gave you, you will find yourself flowing in the blessing that I promised you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God would much rather that you obey and live than sin and die. It's his delight. It's his delight, his good pleasure to bless you. Hallelujah. God's blessings and curses are designed to hold us to our duty and our purpose to him. The trial that you're going through is not a trial that you're going through simply because God hates you or because God's on your nerves or because God is into consequences. God's not into consequences. God is trying to make sure that you stay on point. Make sure that you stay focused in everything that he told you. Many times we get things confused and we go to talking like Job's friends. What did you do wrong? What's the problem? What did you say? Where did you go wrong? And what's the problem? And God is saying, I'm not talking about that. God's not focused on your sin. Please understand that. God's number one priority you committed, but the life that you live. Hallelujah. If that was the case, he would not offer you forgiveness for your sins. God is saying, stop being focused on the downfall. Get up from there. Repent from your sins. Turn from your wicked ways. He said, don't go back there no more. Hallelujah. He said, don't go back there no more. When you decide that you're not going back there no more, then God pushes you even further. So many times we are so dead locked in yesterday, we have no idea that tomorrow is a possibility. And God is saying simply, if your desire is to do what I told you can do and to go where I said you can go, stay focused on the instruction. I don't care how many times you try to restart cooking a cake. If you don't cook it right, you're going to keep having to keep making it. And that's what we want to do with God. We want to tell God, oh, God, it's a new year. I didn't follow the instructions of 2017, but come on and still give me a blessing in 2018. What kind of crazy God do you think we serve? We think we try to treat God like he's bipolar or that he has Alzheimer's and he has absolutely no memory of what he said to us whatsoever. God didn't change the instructions. Noah didn't come to God and say, God, I know it's been 40 years since you told me to make this ark. Do you want me to change the wood you want me to make it out of? Or, Lord, did you change the requirements for the people who can get on the boat? Or, Lord, did you change the people I can take on the boat? Or, Lord, did you change your mind about the rain? No, God did not change his mind. The instructions remain the same. Hallelujah. And if you want to know what God is doing for you in 2018, don't you get caught up in the foolishness of some slogan or some rhyme for 2018. Follow the instructions. If you have not completed those instructions, why do you think God's going to give you a whole new set? It's just a question. It's just simply a question. If you have not fully, and if you don't know, then 9 times out of 10, you have not done it. If you are not 100% sure that you've been followed the instructions that God gave you in 2017 concerning your spiritual walk and your natural life, how do you think God's going to give you a whole new set of rules, wipe all that clean, forget all about it, don't worry about it, I didn't mean it in the first place, I'm just going to start you new all over again? We want God to give us amnesty about everything in the spirit world. The scripture says, if you are willing and obedient, that hasn't changed. And we're quick to quote the scripture that he's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. But at the same time, we won't allow ourselves to understand if he is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore, why has God changed his mind about what you should be doing in 2018 and not 2017? And so it is pertinent. It's pertinent that we understand, God, I've got to make sure that I complete the assignment. Hallelujah. If you have not completed your assignment in 2017, you're not going to be able to go into 2018 and pick up a brand new assignment and the rewards of that brand new assignment. I don't care how smart you are, if you don't pass the test to go to the next grade, you're going to be in that grade again. Some years ago, I actually went to I took a class, and I did great in the class and got good grades and everything that I did, and got to the final test, and I failed the final test by just a few points. Probably, I don't even think it might have been about 5 or 6 points, but I had to have a score on this test to get the certification that I was trying to get. And so the teacher said to me, she said, oh, Mr. Thomas, you just missed it. You take it again, I'm sure you'll pass it. And I never got around to retake that test. Okay? And so no matter how well I did in the class throughout the year, no matter how close I was to passing the test, I never got that certification that I was looking to get. And as a result of that, I, to get that certification now, would have to go back and take the class all over again because I can't start at the test. Ugh. God help me today. And many of us want to go ahead and skip all, everything, and, you know, even though we didn't pass the test in 2017 and we didn't thoroughly go through what we should have went through, we still want the certification that we're asking God for in 2018. So we're going to pronounce blessings over 2018. We're going to pronounce what kind of great year it's going to be, but then not be mature enough and wise enough to say, hey, I didn't follow the instructions in 2017 as I should. And so, Lord, I've got to complete this test. I've got to finalize my grade. And notice that what God said for you is not a horoscope. It is it's a declaration. Better days have already been promised. That is the inevitable. But if we don't thoroughly complete the task that is set before us, then we will forfeit what God has said about us. I told you, I promised you I wasn't going to be long tonight. But I just wanted to get on here and tell somebody, don't go into 2018 trying to skip the assignment. Don't go in 2018 and act as if God is bipolar and schizophrenic and he never meant what he said about you in 2017. Many of us are going to talk about how bad 2017 was, and we're going to declare blessings and miracles over 2018, but the truth of the matter is you didn't follow the instructions the first time. And if you did not follow the instructions, do not waste your time proclaiming what 2018 is going to be when you haven't finished what you should have did in 2017. And I know folk ain't going to like me for that. I ain't going to get very many shares or likes on this video. But I'm trying to tell somebody, hear the word of the Lord. Follow the instructions he gave you. And then watch the blessings come from that. And then move to the next dimension, the next level, the next assignment, the next plateau in your life in the Lord. Because God is asking you to follow the precepts. There's no way in the world Jesus could have said, you know what, I didn't die on the cross like I was supposed to last year, but it's going to be a great year for me. Even though I didn't die on the cross because what you sent me here to do, I'm declaring in 2018, I'm going to see greater works what I do. And I love you tonight. And I want to make sure I share this on purpose. That God is saying, make sure that you finish the assignment. Don't go through 2018 carrying the same baggage that you have in 2017 expect a brand new blessing. You got the same baggage. You got the same disobedience, the same stubbornness, the same pride, the same lust, the same lasciviousness, the same unstableness that you had all this year, and you'll get up and proclaim blessings, and God is saying, I don't know you. That's all I'm trying to share with somebody tonight. Make sure that you follow the instructions. And when you complete that, God will give you a brand new task. He'll give you a brand new certification. Hallelujah. I'm just trying, I know we don't like that kind of work because you want to declare something snap and easy that allows you to be irresponsible in the spirit. But that's not my assignment. My assignment is not to help you be irresponsible in the spirit and then skip over what you should have been doing all this year just to proclaim and to shout at watch night service or New Year's Day service because you want 2018. My God, help me today. You didn't set up your 2018 for that. God's not going to skip over that for you because you don't want 2018 to be like your 2017. Then make sure you do something in 2017 that you don't have to do in 2018. Many of us go from year to year to year having to go through the same trials because you won't finish the assignment. Hallelujah. Declare over yourself before this year that I got a whole week left. I am going to finish the assignment. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what God told me to do. I'm not going to let the baggage of 2017 even cross over into 2018. The attitudes, the disposition, the actions, whatever it was that held me down, that held me back, that caused me to walk slow in 2017, I refuse to walk in 2018 with that same heaviness, that those same struggles, those same trials, that seeing it so easily besets me. But I'm declaring for 2018, it'll be a brand new year, because I'll have a brand new task. I'll have a brand new triumph, a brand new test, a brand new praise, a brand new worship, because I finished the course. Hallelujah. I finished what God told me to do. I completed exactly what he told me to do. And God is pleased with where I am for me to move on to the next dimension, the next level, the next place in my life. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. Make sure you finish the assignment of 2017 and watch God overtake you with brand new blessings, with brand new mercies, brand new favor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. I'm Prophet Thomas. Be blessed and have an awesome and prosperous, blessed new year.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Prophet, for the word on tonight. Thank you to let us know we got to stay consistent and stop trying to hopscotch to the next year. We can't throw something in one box and try to hop over it. We got to do what we were assigned to do right here in 2017, and then we can enter 2018. But if not, put the brakes on it, get consistent with this last week that's left, and do what God told us to do. Thank you for blessing me on tonight. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect to open the line. So if anybody have anything they would like to say to the man of God on tonight, to encourage him and tell him how he's blessed you, the lines are open.
The lines are open.
The lines are open, everyone. So if you want to minister to the man of God.
Well, I just want to say, this is Cecilia. Thank you, Prophet Anton, for such an awesome word, reminding us about consistency and reminding us about doing what God already told us to do before we're trying to get him to give us a new declaration, a new decree, a new this or that, when we haven't even done what he already told us to do. And I just really appreciate you for reminding us of that. And just wanted to say there was a few more people on the line that dropped off. I think that consistency word might have made a few people say ouch, but still the lines are open. So I know consistency is powerful. It's a powerful word to take from 2017 into the future. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that held on the line that would like to thank the man of God for exposing that thing that will cause us to end this year right and start the next one off on a consistent level, since that seems to be the word of power on tonight? The lines are open. Okay. Apostle Elect, I would like to know, do you have any information that you would like to get out to us on tonight?
Not at this time. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I'm sorry. Go right here. I'm sorry.
Now, I was going to say, not as of yet, but I'm sure, but he was getting ready to answer what I was going to say, but I'm sure Prophet Anton has something coming up in the future.
Okay, Prophet, do you have anything you would like to enlighten us with?
Not coming up, some maybe a potential date towards the end of January, and I'll keep you posted once I get more details about that. In the city of Chicago, we've got some things coming up in the city of Atlanta, and then back again in Chicago towards the beginning in the middle of April. So as we get more details, we'll definitely keep everybody updated.
Yes, thank you. So
Prophet, do you have anything? I just want to ask Prophet, does he have anything in the DMV area coming?
Not that I know of. I had something set up, and because of time, and it was so costly to get there, we weren't able to continue. But we're still looking to do something somewhere around some Virginia. I believe it's Roanoke. If I might be saying that wrong, Roanoke, Virginia. I believe that is.
Amen. Well, I'm going to keep praying for that. Amen.
All right.
Yeah. Well, the more we know, the more we can share, and the more we can help promote. That it's wonderful when you're able to tell somebody about a part of the body of Christ that's working and working for real. It ain't just out there, but it's working for real. There's results. So I just want to say again, I thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for being available to just also join with us to let people know just because the world said it's a holiday don't mean we was not about God's business. We still had to be about God's business because we don't want God to take a vacation, and he told us to be about his business. Don't you take a vacation. This wasn't a day off. So I want to thank you all for listening on tonight. I'm going to ask the man of God to hold on the line for after these little announcements I need to make, and then he could pray us out, and we could be blessed and enjoy the rest of our Christmas Eve. Well, Christmas Day, rather, I'm sorry. We'd like to say thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us on this Christmas night, taking the time out. I would like to say also we're here every Friday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our own Elder Kathy Kendall, with God Still Heals. Also every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're here with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. I'm asking everyone to tune in to find out what they're talking about with Let's Talk. Don't forget to keep our apostle in your prayers again. Don't forget to keep Taylor Thomas, Servant Troy Thomas, I'm sorry, his daughter. Keep her in your prayers. Don't forget to keep every man and woman of God that's assigned to this broadcast and their family in your prayers. Don't forget to keep myself and my family in your prayers. And don't forget that whenever we have these services, please just call out your name. If you just say, I just want to say, please put me on your prayer list so that we can keep you into prayer. This is our ministry line that we're sharing with you, and we love it when you share back with us. So in Jesus' name, we're going to say on that note, amen, and we're going to ask the prophet to pray us out of this service. This is our last Monday night service of 2017, and we thank you so much for being faithful with sticking in there, hanging in there with us for this year. Thank you. Amen.
Father, we just thank you and give you praise, Father, for what our eyes have seen and for what our ears have heard. Father, we thank you that whatever has transpired throughout this year has been because you allowed it. And because you do things so great, we give you praise and we give you honor because all things work together for the good of them who love you and are called according to your purpose. And so, Father, with that being said, we declare, Father, that everything that is in our lives is contrary to your will for our lives. That we declare it as dead and deceased in the name of Jesus. Father, if there's anything in us that has caused us to not complete the assignment that you've given us, Father, bring it before us and cause us to be diligent about completing the task that you've given us. And Father, with fervency and with a fire and with a glad heart. And we give you praise and we give you honor because we've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And with all things, with all everything that's in us, we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And we want to say you to you, get consistent, stay on assignment, and get it right for 2018. It's a new year for us. Let's go into the new year under God's plan and God's word. Amen. Good night.